think if we were playing a great football team, we needed to play really well in order to win, and we just didn't come anywhere close to that. We weren't sharp offensively from the very get-go. The turnover on the first play of the game, give them a safety. Not the way you want to start a game, for whatever reason. We couldn't get much going after that. But I give Seattle a lot of credit. They're an excellent football team, and they caused a lot of our mistakes. At the same time, we just didn't play well.
What happened on that play?
Well, they have an excellent defense, and certainly to get behind and give them the lead played into their hands. That's what they do to a lot of teams. They can get the lead on a team. It definitely benefits their team and their defense, and we certainly didn't want to do that. We wanted to keep the game on the field, keep the score even, and got behind early. Never could make a run to catch up, and from that standpoint, it was definitely a disadvantage for us and an advantage for them. Well, we knew they were an excellent defense. As far as the schemes, we thought they were going to play. Yeah, it's what they thought. Like I said, once the score got 21-0, 28-0, I think sometimes the defenses change a little bit based on the score of the game. But early on, yeah, it's what we expected. They executed better than we did. We knew they had a good defense. We knew they were fast, and it was still, it was a matter of us doing our jobs better. We just didn't do that tonight.
What happened on the first play?
First play was a cadence issue. We were using the snap count on the play, and due to the noise, no one could hear me. And really, I was walking up to the line of scrimmage to sort of make a change and try to get us on the same page, and then the ball was snapped. So really, just an overall nobody's fault, not Manny's fault. Just a noise issue that really caused that play to happen.
The best defense you've ever faced?
I can't say that. I don't really have a comparison, really. They're an excellent team. They deserve to win tonight. They played better than we did.
After the season you had, what disappointing is it for you to end this way?
Well, it's disappointing for our entire team. We worked hard to get to this point, overcame a lot of obstacles to be here, put in a lot of hard work, did some really good things just to have this opportunity. So, but certainly to finish this way is very disappointing. And it's not an easy pill to swallow, but eventually we have to. What's that? I address those all week long. This doesn't change anything on those ends as far as what I want to do. Well, yeah, certainly I think it will for our entire team. I think this team used last year's playoff loss to kind of fuel us. I thought it made us a better team this year, and hopefully we can use this to fuel us this offseason and the next season as well. Really, every NFL defense is pretty unique. They have certain players and certain schemes, and like I said, they have an excellent defense. They played well, and they executed better than we did tonight.
Peyton, is it accurate to say that you were a little uncomfortable they were making?
What's that?
Is it accurate to say that they were making you a little bit uncomfortable early on, making you kind of play out of the pocket on the move?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. They just made more plays on defense than we did. Certainly forced some turnovers. That was probably a credit to them for forcing those plays. As far as some offensive mistakes, and so I give them credit for that.
Was this a harder defense to outthink than any of you faced before?
I can't say that. Like I said, I don't really have a comparison. I thought just overall our execution just wasn't real sharp, and Seattle's was. Really, that was the difference for us offensively versus defensively. They executed better than we did. You know, it's hard to say. You can what if all you want. It's really hard to say. Like I said, that's really hard. It's kind of hard to answer that one. I don't know if you ever really get over it. It's a difficult pill to swallow. I think you have to find a way to deal with it and process it. And like I said, if you can, to try to fuel it to make you a better team next year. Obviously, it's a disappointing locker room in there. Guys are disappointed. Guys put a lot into this season, put a lot into these past 2 weeks to really lay it all out there. And so when you come up short like this, like I said, it is disappointing. It gives Seattle a lot of credit, but it doesn't make any easier to swallow. And I think you have to find a way to deal with it and process it and find a way to, you know, somehow, some way, try to make a positive from it. But it takes some time. There's no question. It's not a quick. It's certainly not a quick fix. What's that? Well, there's a lot of individual conversations. Coach Fox certainly addressed the team. That's between him and the players. But certainly, you have some individual conversations with the players that you battled through this entire season with. You put a lot of sacrifices, a lot of hard work, a lot of sweat into this entire season. And, yes, there's a lot of individual conversations. It's not embarrassing at all. I would never use that word. There's a lot of professional football players in that room, the locker room, that put a lot of hard work and effort into being here, into playing in that game. And the word embarrassing is an insulting word, to tell you the truth. I can't say that. I can't speak for every single player, but that was not the sense that I got. We just weren't real sharp executing our offense early in the game. Like I said, the first play was a crazy play, not the way you expect to start a game. After that, had a three and out, and then had the turnover, which was a poor play on my part. So not the way you want to start a game against a good football team. And we dug ourselves a hole, and we weren't able to overcome.